can pause with purpose and intentionality and get present with ourselves. So mindfulness is about connecting with the present moment, rather than doing what most of us do most of the time, dwelling on the past or planning for the future or worrying about the future or mindlessly distracting ourselves. Over the next 7 weeks, you're going to have the opportunity to pause in the middle of your Thursday and to practice mindfulness meditation together. There's an increasing body of research about the benefits of mindfulness related to physical health and mental health, our ability to focus our attention and to manage stress and all sorts of other good things, but you'll get to see your own experience with it. You know, as to what's brought me to this, most of you know that I had the privilege of taking a sabbatical in early 2018. And that was like a really significant pause from both work and technology. And it was in that space that I got more attuned with how the way I was living my life was impacting the quality of my thinking and the quality of my spirit. And since then, I've ramped up my own personal mindfulness practice. So we practice mindfulness by focusing on something in the present moment, what we call a home base. That home base could be our breathing. It could be ambient sounds around us. It could be sensations in our body, but something in the present moment. As we try to stay focused on our home base, our attention will naturally wander. And when we notice that's happened, we just keep gently bringing our mind back to the home base that we chose. And as we train our mind to do this over time, mindfulness becomes a comfortable skill that we can practice in everyday life. You know, I heard a mindfulness teacher say the other day, as your mind is, your life becomes. As your mind is, your life becomes. And I thought that seemed like a very true statement. The state of my mind affects every decision that I make, for good or for ill. And it also affects how I react to whatever comes at me on any given day in my life. Mindfulness meditation gives us a chance to cultivate our minds and thus our lives with greater intention. So let's practice together over the coming weeks, pausing with purpose in the middle of our Thursday, and see what impact that has on us. So I'm going to start and by leading a bit of guided meditation. I'm going to invite you to turn off your video if you choose, and to just get comfortable. Some of you may be sitting on a chair or on a couch or in a bed or on the floor, you know, whatever works for your body. And rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. You might want to try to keep your eyes closed for this. Or if you prefer to leave them open, just keep them looking downwards a little bit to minimize distractions. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to settle. Each breath leading you a little bit more inward, out of the busyness of your day and into the present moment. As you tune into your breathing, notice, how are you feeling as this meditation begins? Notice what your mind's like. Is it active or sleepy? Present or distracted? There's no right or wrong, good or bad. Just bring your awareness to what is without judging it. let's turn our attention to sounds around us, inside the room, outside the room, wherever you are. Just tune in for a moment and listen. Now bring your attention to your body. Where do you feel the weight of your body as you sit? Can you feel your body breathing? Notice where you are most aware of your breath. It might be in your abdomen or in your chest, or maybe in your nostrils as the air flows in and out. Just notice. It's helpful in mindfulness practice to have a home base, something in the present moment that we focus our attention on and that we return to when we notice that our mind has wandered. If you have experience with meditation, you may know which home base works best for you. It could be your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. It could be sounds, or it could be paying attention to sensations in your body. Go to whichever home base you feel drawn to. Just pick one. They all work equally well. And focus your attention on it. As you focus your attention on your home base, it's likely that your mind will wander. It's normal to start thinking about other things, so don't judge yourself. When you notice your mind has wandered, just gently redirect your attention back to your home base. And then just keep doing that again and again, each time that you notice that your mind has wandered. Let's practice in silence for a while. No matter how many times your attention wanders, there will be a moment that you notice it. That is a moment of mindfulness. Then just direct it back, your attention back to your body, sounds, or your breath, whatever you're using as your home base, and do it with a kind attitude. As we begin to move towards the close of this meditation, notice, how do you feel? Do you feel a bit more at peace or at ease than when we started? Is your mind more agitated or less agitated? How about your emotions? Whatever you're feeling, see if you can let whatever is here just be here. And can we hold whatever is here with a little bit of kindness? I invite you to bring a little bit of kindness to yourself right now, in whatever way makes sense to you. And appreciate yourself for having made the time to be here, to show up today and to practice. and consider sending a little bit of kindness out into the world, a world that's hungry for it. Let's take a few conscious breaths, and I'll close our mindfulness session with a poem. Our closing poem today, it is called Clearing. It's by a poet named Martha Postlethwaite. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world, so worthy of rescue. Okay, I invite you all, those of you who are able and willing to turn on your video and to go into gallery view. It was really wonderful to practice with you all today. Again, I'm gonna offer this for 7 weeks till April 22nd, 12:30 to 1 every Thursday. And as I mentioned in the email, I'm happy to stick around for a while. So for any of you who'd like to have the ability and would like to stick around for a few minutes and talk about your experience or talk about your own practice or getting a practice going, I'm happy to chat with you about it, as I'm sure are others of you who are here today. I'm also gonna offer, each time we're together, I'm gonna offer a practice for you to practice during the week if you choose. So I'm gonna put a Dropbox link in the chat right now. And if you go to that link, what you'll find is a two-page handout. The second page is the poem that I shared with you so that you'll have that. And the first page is a practice, and it's by someone I'm sure that a number of you have heard of before. Her name is Pema Chodron. She's a super wonderful author and Buddhist teacher and mindfulness teacher. And I'm not gonna read through this, but the practice is really a simple practice. It's about taking three conscious breaths, pausing and taking three conscious breaths. And there's lots of ways to do this. One is some people might do it at the time of something they do every day. Maybe when you're walking out of the door of your house or your office, or maybe when you're pouring yourself a cup of coffee in the morning, that you just pause, close your eyes if you want, and take three conscious breaths and connect to the current moment. I also found a little, there's lots of these, but I found a little app. The one I have is called, it's called Oh Snap. But basically it sets up random reminders throughout the day, and you can set, mine is between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., and you can type your own reminders. So mine says, take 3 conscious breaths, and 3 times during the day at random times, that just comes up on my phone. And I just stop, and I pause, and I take 3 conscious breaths and connect to the present moment. So I invite you to consider finding a way to weave that. I mean, just to say mindfulness is powerful mind training, but it's most powerful when we can find ways to weave it into our day-to-day lives. Also, you might use that practice when you're in an irritating situation or a frustrating situation or something like that. So with that, I'm gonna, any of you who need to leave, feel free to do that. We'll be back here. Again, you're welcome to come any of the 7 weeks or all of the 7 weeks. And any of you that wanna stick around, in a minute, I'm gonna ask you about your experience of this, and we'll chat a little bit about practice. Thanks again for being here.